Hello, spiritual gangsters, and welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. If you've been feeling a little lost lately, like life keeps handing you detours you didn't ask for, this one's for you. Because here's the truth. You're not lost. You're just being redirected. You might not see it right now. You might be standing in the middle of chaos thinking, what the hell is even happening? But trust me, those moments when life feels confusing, heavy, or uncertain, those are often the moments that are quietly guiding you exactly where you're meant to go. We live in a world that worships clarity. Everyone wants a 5-year plan, a vision board, a roadmap that guarantees success. But growth doesn't happen on straight lines. It happens in the messy, unpredictable detours, in the spaces between where you thought you'd be and where you actually are. And some of the most beautiful chapters of life start in the middle of, I have no idea what I'm doing. When you feel lost, it's not a punishment. It's an invitation. It's the universe saying, slow down. There's something else waiting for you. Something you haven't even considered yet. Having gone through a tumultuous terrain close to a decade in length, I've often felt stuck, completely unsure of which direction was meant for me. There were moments where I questioned everything. Who I was, what I wanted, who and what was truly meant to be in my life. And yet, as I've grown, I've realized something powerful. I've naturally gravitated toward what holds meaning, toward people, projects, and energy that feel aligned with my soul. I have this space, right here with you, where I can be authentically real and connect with people across the globe. And that's not something I take lightly. Our lives are intertwined in ways that are deeply spiritual. Through meaningful dialogue, through shared stories, through the energy we exchange, even in silence. It's the moments of reflection like this that remind me, I'm not lost. I'm home. I'm in my element. I'm seen by those who are in alignment with me. And I'm connected to those who take time to invite me into their space, to share what I've learned, what I've lived, and what I continue to grow through. It's an honor I carry with deep gratitude. So, if you're in that place right now where nothing makes sense, maybe you've been praying for a sign and all you've gotten are closed doors. Hear me when I say this. Sometimes rejection is redirection. Sometimes losing something isn't losing at all. It's just being shifted into the frequency of something far better suited for your soul. The people who left, the jobs that fell through, the plans that didn't pan out, they weren't meant to be part of your next chapter. And I know it's hard to trust when everything feels uncertain, but faith isn't built when things make sense. Faith is built in the waiting, in the messy middle. When you choose to believe that even when you can't see the whole picture, the universe is painting something beautiful behind the scenes. I've come to learn that being lost often just means you're growing faster than your environment can keep up. You're outgrowing the old you, the patterns, the comfort zones, the identities that once kept you safe. And that in-between space, where you don't quite know who you are anymore, but you're also not who you used to be, that's sacred. That's transformation. So instead of resisting it, what if you welcomed it? What if you said, okay, universe, I'm ready. Show me where you're leading me. That shift in energy from fear to faith, from confusion to curiosity, changes everything. When you stop fighting the redirection, you start flowing with it. And flow feels a lot like freedom. freedom from the pressure of having to have it all figured out. Freedom from trying to control every detail. Freedom from thinking you're behind, when really, you're just being positioned. Because when it's your time, when it's your path, it will feel like alignment, not resistance. So maybe, instead of saying I feel lost, try saying I'm being guided. Maybe instead of thinking you've taken a wrong turn, realize that you're on the scenic route, the one with more lessons, more beauty, and more depth than you ever planned for. Every time you've been rerouted, it's been for your protection or your preparation. Every delay, every detour, every heartbreak, it's been shaping you for what's next. You weren't meant to stay stuck in confusion. You were meant to learn from it, to rise from it, and to walk out of it wiser, stronger, and more grounded in who you are. So if you've been doubting yourself lately, feeling like you're off track or behind, I want you to take a deep breath and repeat after me. I trust the timing of my life. I trust the redirection. I am exactly where I am meant to be, even if I don't understand it yet. Because your soul knows the way, even when your mind doesn't. Before we close out today's episode, I want to leave you with this. You are not lost, my friend. You are being refined. You are being reminded of your strength, your resilience, and your ability to rebuild again and again. The path you're on isn't random. It's intentional. So trust it. Walk with it. And remember, sometimes what feels like the end is just a sacred new beginning in disguise. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. If today's message resonated with you, share it with someone who might need the reminder that they're not lost, they're being guided. Until next time, keep shining, stay grounded, and remember, you are stronger than you think.